Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present P.S. I Still Love You by Jenny Han. Narrated by Laura Knight Keating. From Little House in the Big Woods by Laura Ingalls Wilder. She was glad that the cozy house and Pa and Ma and the firelight and the music were now. They could not be forgotten, she thought, because now is now. It can never be a long time ago. From The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. Time is the longest distance between two places. Dear Peter, I miss you. It's only been 5 days, but I miss you like it's been 5 years. Maybe because I don't know if this is just it, if you and I will ever talk again. I mean, I'm sure we'll say hi in chem class or in the hallways, but will it ever be like it was? That's what makes me sad. I felt like I could say anything to you. I think you felt the same way. I hope you did. So, I'm just going to say anything to you right now while I'm still feeling brave. What happened between us in the hot tub scared me. I know it was just a day in the life of Peter for you, but for me, it meant a lot more, and that's what scared me. Not just what people were saying about it, and me, but that it happened at all. How easy it was. How much I liked it. I got scared and I took it out on you, and for that, I'm truly sorry. And at the recital party, I'm sorry I didn't defend you to Josh. I should have. I know I owed you that much. I owed you that much and more. I still can't believe you came and that you brought those fruitcake cookies. You looked cute in your sweater, by the way. I'm not saying that to butter you up, I mean it. Sometimes I like you so much I can't stand it. It fills me up inside, all the way to the brim, and I feel like I could overflow. I like you so much I don't know what to do with it. My heart beats so fast when I know I'm going to see you again, and then when you look at me the way you do, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. Those things Josh said about you, they weren't true. You haven't brought me down, just the opposite. You've brought me out. You gave me my first love story, Peter. Please, just don't let it be over yet. Love, Lara Jean. Chapter 1. Kitty's been a little complainer all morning, and I suspect both Margot and Daddy are suffering from New Year's Eve hangovers. And me? I've got hearts in my eyes and a letter that's burning a hole in my coat pocket. As we're putting on our shoes, Kitty's still trying to weasel her way out of wearing a hanbok to Aunt Carrie and Uncle Victor's. Look at the sleeves! They're 3/4 length on me! Unconvincingly, Daddy says, "They're supposed to be that way." Kitty points to me and Margot. "Then why did theirs fit?" she demands. Our grandma bought the hanboks for us the last time she was in Korea. Margot's hanbok is a yellow jacket and apple green skirt. Mine is hot pink with an ivory white jacket and a long hot pink bow with flowers embroidered down the front. The skirt is voluminous, full like a bell, and it falls all the way to the floor, unlike Kitty's, which hits right at her ankles. "It's not our fault you grow like a weed," I say, fussing with my bow. The bow is the hardest thing to get right. I had to watch a YouTube video multiple times to figure it out, and it still looks lopsided and sad. "My skirt's too short, too," she grumps, lifting the bottom. The real truth is, Kitty hates wearing a hanbok because you have to walk delicately in it and hold the skirt closed with one hand or the whole thing comes open. "All of the other cousins will be wearing them and it will make Grandma happy," Daddy says, rubbing his temples. "Case closed." In the car, Kitty keeps saying, "I hate New Year's."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?